Hey man, welcome back to another podcast. I'ma just get right into it. Why do police officers keep killing us? Like, why can these white boys tote their pistols, tote their AKs, and the police see them and not say none of them? Or why do they ask them nicely, sir, can you put the gun down? Sir, can you do this? Sir, can you do that? But you see a black man walking away, which is what we was taught from a young age to always walk away from a bad situation, right? You was like, okay, cool. You always taught egging up somebody bothering you, somebody bullying you, something going on, walk away. This man trying to walk away to his car so he don't have no problems. And they shoot him in the back while he's in the car. He's no problem. You could have tased him, hit him with a baton. You could have just simply grabbed him. You could have simply asked him to come here. But no, y'all want to sit here and shoot the man 7 times with his back turned while he's in the car. There was no gun in the car. It was none of that going on. None of that was even necessary. But you got white boys going around shooting protests. You got these Ku Klux Klan folk hanging black folks. And you got all these cops. Still, the people that killed Breonna Taylor still ain't been arrested yet. We ain't going to talk about it. They don't want to talk about that, though. Still ain't been arrested. The same attorney general that's for the state, he sitting there having meetings with Trump in the White House, speaking at the Republican fucking presidential fucking election and shit. Like, how is it humanly possible, humanly smart, for a police officer, not even just saying white and black, all police officers, because white, black, Asian, Mexican, all of them, how is it they have the right to kill someone, the right to take a life, and not face any consequences, not even get suspended, not even a dock and pay, not even jail time, nothing, not even I'm sorry, like, they let these niggas kill people and just get away with it like it ain't nothing, like. Like, you really think about it, they arrest black people for being on dogs or jaywalking or just stealing. Or they give people a hard time. They give people prison time for stuff like this. But you got people, you got cops killing innocent people. Let a black person kill an innocent white person. Man, they gonna lynch his ass. Bro, what? It's crazy because it's like, it's really like you really step back. Like, it's the point where goddamn, we, like, black people, we're numb to this shit. Like, when this shit happened, it's like, damn, this is just another person. Like, this shit happened. I'm telling you, this shit probably happens every fucking day. And we don't even know about it because there wasn't no camera. Just imagine what used to happen back in the day. Even during the civil, you know how fucked up the civil rights movement, slavery. And all. Imagine how fucked up for real social media and fucking cameras and shit. Imagine what they was doing to people every day. Imagine what they was doing to a random person they seen on the street after 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. Imagine what they doing this shit in broad daylight. So imagine what they doing at night with no cameras around, with nobody around. Imagine what they was doing before they had the body cams and shit. It seemed like it take years for this body cam shit to come out when somebody kill somebody. We supposed to do a podcast on why Giannis won Defensive Player of the Year, how the bubble going. But now, we got to talk about another killing. One just happened a fucking month ago. A month ago. How does this keep happening? I just can't fathom how this keep happening. Like, police need more training. Yes, they need extensive background check. They need mental checks. They need to be put in high pressure situations beforehand before they out in the field. Cause stuff like this, like, how does this shit happen? Like, over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like, they killing little boy. They killing grown men. They killing women. They killing babies. And people wonder why minorities are afraid of the police. They wonder why when you see police sirens, my first instinct is to fucking run. My first instinct is to sit there and talk to him and be respectful. My first instinct is to run. Why they think black people first instinct when they see police officers to run? Why they think black person first instinct see officers? Ah, shit, fuck. You don't even gotta have nothing. You could be driving, you get pulled over. You're like, ah, shit. Like, you don't gotta have nothing in your car. You could be like the perfect person, but you still gotta be worried. Like, you still gotta be like, damn, you gotta worry about this nigga taking my life today. You gotta worry about this nigga doing this. You gotta worry about this nigga doing that. And it's so fucked up because we already gotta worry about the government always fucking us over. We gotta worry about our job fucking us over. We gotta worry about all this shit fucking us over. And the one people we supposed to be able to depend on, the fucking police, we can't even depend on them because they wanna see us die. It's like, they say one bad apple shouldn't spoil all. But shit, it's a lot of bad apples in that bunch. Out of a dozen, it's probably 6. Like, at that point, it's like, do they need to fix their curriculum? Do they need to fix their hiring process or their training process? Because ain't no way in the hell this shit is happening so consistently and happening so many times. Like, that is no way possible. Ain't no, that's like, that'd be like somebody at, you working at a job and they hiring the same people that's fucking up. They hiring their cousin, their brother, their sister. Of course they gonna change their hiring process. That's why people, they have the drug test. That's why they have background checks. They not gonna keep hiring the same motherfuckers that's fucking up again and again and again and again. That's just not how that shit happens. That's why they do background checks. That's why they do all this shit. So they don't hire the wrong person. But the police, what the fuck do the police do to help this, to stop this shit? What? I just don't understand. Like, how is this possible? Then people say, oh, he should have complied. She should have complied. This never would have happened. Them little white, old, middle-aged niggas that don't do nothing with their life, get no pussy, broke. They ain't got shit going on with their life. They middle-aged fucking racist motherfuckers talking about saying, oh, he should have complied. He should have sat there with his knees. He should have sat there and shut up. But the white boys towing guns, police officer face. I seen a video where goddamn the white boy was goddamn chasing the police officer with a gun. He's sitting there running from him. And all he, like, you know, like, huh? What? That shit don't make no fucking sense. But you got the police officers scaring kids from the age of goddamn in middle school with SROs and police officers around their high school and stuff, bullying kids, picking up kids, slamming kids on their head, make it bullying, telling people, oh, you gonna have to do this, you gonna have to do that at a young age. So they train up from young age to be scared of them. They train up from young age to be respectful. Not even be respectful, not because you get respect out of respect. They get their respect out of fear. It's different between out of respecting somebody just because you respect them, but it's different between respecting them out of fear. When you respect somebody out of fear, you don't want to be around them, you don't want to see them, you don't even want to call them. Why do you think black people have problems? We don't want to call the police. We just want to handle shit on our own. That's why black people be killing each other and killing other people and doing this shit. Because we don't want to call the police. Because the police ain't going to do shit. But God, you know how many times people done got murdered and got down all this shit in the hood. And police, they don't give a fuck about that shit. How many women done got raped? They don't give a fuck about that shit. If it's a black person, they don't give a fuck about that shit. Somebody got robbed. Your auntie, your grandma got robbed. They don't give a fuck. Your mama got robbed. They don't give a fuck. Let a white girl get robbed in a good ass neighborhood. Then you're going to see them niggas doing a whole-ass investigation. Put all the goddamn detectives on that shit. But once you see a black girl get raped, see a black girl get shot, see a black girl get killed, or somebody get robbed, somebody get shot, somebody get killed, somebody get raped. Black people, they don't give a fuck about that shit. Same with shit. Even Mexican, they don't give a fuck about that shit. They're not finna waste their resources on that shit unless you're a celebrity. Even then, they don't really give a fuck about that shit, because once you get too much power in this world, they're going to try to bring you down anyway. So it's like, I just don't understand how this shit can keep happening. The NBA, I'm probably doing another podcast on the NBA bubble on how they're going about the situation. They done canceled, they broke out of the games. The Clippers and the Lakers said they're not playing. But is it, that shit not enough? Like, even baseball canceled their game. It's still not enough. It's never going to be enough. Because these niggas don't give a fuck about us. They're never going to give a fuck about it. It don't matter how many good cops in this fucking world. It's a spoiled apple. For experience, I was falsely arrested. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is from experience. I've been walking down the street at night in all black, and you see a fucking police officer pull up next to you and be like, hey, where you going? Where you at? What have you been? Have you been there? That shit has happened. You be in the fucking store walking, or you be in the store trying to shop, and you see these people watching. You see the people looking at you. You see the people when you walk into school, you see that people looking at you. You see you be in a specific store, you see the people watching. You see the people following you around the store. Nah, bro, this shit is from experience. This ain't just from seeing social media and being, nah, nigga, this shit is from experience. Falsely arrested, falsely accused of shit. Followed, being watched. Like, I done seen this shit. I done witnessed this shit. I done seen police officers slam 15, 16-year-olds on their head because they think they did something, or because somebody said something on them. I done seen this shit. I done seen them try to break them down and try to make them confess to some shit they never even did. I done seen where they pulled niggas to the back and try to scare them as to not arresting them. Like, be at the movies at 5 minutes after curfew. Be like, well, we got to take you down the road. You going to jail. Like, I done seen this shit. I done seen police officers beat on niggas. Like, I done seen this shit from a young age. I'm only 20. Like, we seen this 16, 17, 18. Yo, this shit not false. This shit is for real. Like, these niggas, they don't give a fuck about it. That's why I tell pray for anybody I see anytime they do that. I tell them be safe. We don't tell them be safe from other black folks or other people in this world. We tell them be safe from police. We tell them be safe from somebody that don't care about them. We tell them from the white people, them racist ass white people that want to kill us, them people that don't give a fuck about us. We tell them to be safe from other people, not our own kind. We really, we not. Because the government made us want to kill our own kind. Because they made us, they, like, I just don't understand. Like, how can you hate people so much? I just don't. Why be a firefighter? Be something else. Shit, I can even talk about doctors trying to kill black people. Doctors trying to kill babies. I don't really give a fuck about us for, man. Hey man, say, I'm gonna make another podcast. I might get kicked off Anchor, no cap. But hey man, say man, that's the end of the podcast. Man, my social media, send me stuff if y'all want to talk about something. Send voice messages, anything for real, like no cap. Send voice message. All right. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram. If you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays, don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.